But we do have a breath of fresh air joining us in the studios. It's Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Peterson. Good morning, Lisa.
A breath of fresh air.
A breath of fresh air.
Wow. I've never been described as that. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, we've got a new year, and you brought with you some news today. People of the Year and Things of the Year and
yes,
stuff like that.
I'm very excited to announce our Chamber Business of the Year, our Chamber Business Person of the Year, and our Chamber Ambassador of the Year.
Exciting stuff.
Which one would you like to hear first?
Well, let's start off with, Business of the Year.
Business of the Year. So this year, our board, we received 11 nominations, and our board chooses the Business of the Year, and they met, and they chose Just Food Co-op. Yay!
Yeah, they have done such a good job. They're remodeling from last year. It has really set them up well for the 2020s.
Yes, it's beautiful in there. It's mm-hmm. so clean. It's just wonderful to go shopping in there, and I go there for lunch a lot.
Best deli around.
It is. It's great.
Yeah, they've done such a wonderful job, and it definitely an asset to Northfield.
It is.
Hats off.
And I always feel good when I'm eating food from the co-op because mm-hmm. I know it's good food for me, you know. Yeah. It's healthy. I feel like no matter what it is, it's healthy because it comes from there. But they've done a tremendous job with their remodel. They've hired a lot of new employees. They did their remodel. It came in early, and it was under budget. So
wow.
Those are a big deal.
Yeah, and they are a you mentioned the employees hiring. You know, they do pretty much everything local. Almost all of their food is locally sourced as much as possible. And also hiring the employees, keeping the local workforce going. So they definitely should be commended.
They are being commended. Yes. That doesn't make sense. Yes, they are. And they hire at a livable wage, which is a really big mm-hmm. deal. So it's really important that we lift them up and we celebrate them.
Absolutely.
We're excited.
Absolutely. Now, if memory serves, they had been Business of the Year. Oh, it may have been 20 years. I've been around a long time.
I'm going to say, Jeff, don't do this to me.
A lot of years ago. I may be wrong on that, yeah. But great job. Now let's talk about the Business Person of the Year.
Business Person of the Year. Drum roll, please. Mm-hmm. Tanya Mollenhauer, the owner of James Gang Coffee House.
Wonderful.
Yes.
They do a great job there and really nice people.
Oh, she is the nicest.
Mm-hmm.
She is absolutely the nicest. She was so cute yesterday when we announced these, Jane and I bought balloons and we wanted to make it special. And so we went in and I had to text her beforehand to see if she was going to be in yesterday. And I'm, not wanting to tell her why I was texting her. So I kept, so are you going to be in on Monday? And she's like, well, I have the day off, but I can come in if you need me to. I'm like, yeah, that would be great. So I told her a little white lie that I had a gift for her, which I did have a gift for her, I guess, in hindsight. And so when we went in there, she was just kind of wondering. She was shocked and honored and just all the things. And it was really, really fun to be able to give her this award.
And it's once again representative of what a small town business should be like.
Mm-hmm.
It's the care for the employees and for the customers as well, along with innovative menus and great coffee.
Yes.
Wonderful thing.
Yes. And she was nominated numerous times. I think we had 12 nominations, and I think she got 6 of the 12 nominations just for her from different people in the community. So that speaks volumes about her character, about the way she runs her business, and just about the way she is in our community. And so, yeah, I'm really excited that she is the recipient this year.
All right. Cool stuff. You also have the Ambassador of the Year.
Yes.
That has been announced.
The Ambassador of the Year for 2022 is Victoria Davis. She is a multimedia account executive for the Northfield News. And Victoria has just been awesome. She comes to so many events and she steps up and she helps. And one of the jobs of the ambassadors is to go to as many events as they possibly can. It helps them get to know people in the community, in the business community, and it helps them spread their message as well, what they do, as well as, you know, positive chamber vibes. So we need those ambassadors, and she's just really stepped up in the last year and really just taken it to 11. So I'm glad.
Yeah, you know, it's the ambassadors is such a good program. I really enjoyed my time being an ambassador, and we have an ambassador now on our staff.
Yes,
Lindsay Ness is now a chamber ambassador, and she's excited about it.
We're excited to have her. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a fun program. It's a fun group of people to get to know. And they just do so many different things in the community, from ribbon cuttings to groundbreakings to celebrations. So it's a fun group to be part of in our organization.
Absolutely. Now, traditionally, you celebrate these honors with a banquet. Will that be happening this year?
It will be. I'm going to keep my fingers and my toes crossed, but yes, our banquet is set for Thursday, January 27th at Armory Square. Food by Cafe Sean.
All right. Thursday, January 27th. Got to put that on our calendar.
Yes, you do. It's going to be a great night. We're going to celebrate these folks and just celebrate the year in general. Maybe that's over. Just kidding.
It was better than 2020.
Yay.
We got that going for us. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in. Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah.
And congratulations to all the this year's honorees.
Yes. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Peterson, once again from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.